Okay, good morning. Kuf Yud Zayin. We spoke yesterday It's okay, we'll take care of that. I just have to make sure I don't knock it over. We spoke yesterday about the mistake we make thinking that somehow our lives are not important. What we do doesn't really make a difference in the big cosmic global scheme of things. I'm very small, and really my life's not worth that much. So whatever. Local kach, that's the beginning, the Yetzer Hara, the beginning of the Ruach Shtush, the Nichnas, that when we're alone, lonely, sad, miserable, under pressure, we mutter for ourselves things that has nothing to do with a lack of Emunah. At the shift we noticed, correct? You don't have to be even about a Zorah to mutter yourself things. You can be a good frum Bali Emunah. Still, that's the shift we see. That's the change we've noticed.
Change from what?
From what it used to be like. Chazal said that Klal Yisrael only were even about a Zorah in order to mutter themselves a riot. We don't need to be able to Zorah to Mati, Arias, or anything else ourselves. We have a new Yetzer Hara with new problems. We have to learn new tools to deal with it. It's not new because it goes back to we see with Abu Nadir. No, it starts with you thinking your life's not worthwhile. Not you ask of God that what you do isn't that important. That's what it starts with. The cure for that is learning Nefesh HaChayim. Then you realize how everything you do is critically important. Okay, let's see what he has to say. We're not learning Nefesh HaChayim now. We tried once here and it didn't go. We have to find some other place or time to learn Nefesh HaChayim. It's too early in the morning. Oh, what a beautiful question. Beautiful. Avraham Avinu says, but I'm nothing. I'm just dirt and ash. That's the same thing. You have to understand what that means. The Moshe Shapiro is a shear on that one. It's just scintillating. It doesn't mean I'm garnished. That's not what it means. I'm just dust and ashes. David HaMelech, I'm just a worm. They never had self-esteem problems. Okay, good. Excellent question. That's a good question. It was getting out of bed in the morning too. Yeah. But you can go home now. We've done your job, or terrible Walisky, I gave you the day. But did he have it Uvda? No, your reward is you can live an extra hour today. Happened to me the following Maisha, says the Mechaber. Pagashti Adam Shemet Torah v'mitzvahs. I met a certain Adam who was a Shemet Torah v'mitzvahs. Shanichshal b'chet m'suyam b'day pa'am. He used to trip up in a certain Avera now and again. Shaltiv, Omali, Im yesh belibcha emunah b'Hashem? Tagidi, you have emunah in Hashem? Hanishol nifkat amkei nishmosa. He was very offended by the question. Keitzad ata sholot yishaylet, because you have to ask me such a question. Ulam meniyam shachti lishoyl. He wasn't put off with his will. He asked again. You believe in Schav Oynesh? Umashamlu Chazal Ein Rov Oizen Shomad V'Kol Masech B'Seich V'Nichtovim. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says there's an eye that sees, there's an ear that hears, and everything you're doing is being videoed. But in the videos in those days, so they wrote them down in books. But today we have videos, so you can change the Mishnah to suit your commission. V'kol ma'isav nechtovim. Ata ma'amin? V'ineli. V'anesh ma'amin. Ani bli kol sofek. Who doesn't believe in the words of Chazal? And who doesn't believe in Emuni in Hashem? Of course. Im kach shalti, madu ata oisa aveira noirezu. So now, so why are you doing this terrible aveira? Good question. That's a good question. When you're standing next to a cop, you don't steal. You know why? Because you're standing next to a cop. If you do, you have to ask why. Correct? He believes in Hashem. He believes in Shavu Inesh. He believes the Mishnah Pekah is that everything's seen and written down, and there's consequences for everything. So what's with the Aveira? Tzodek ata, go on Ali, ata tzodek, you're right. That's the best way to get someone off your back, just tell him he's right. And apologize and move on. Yes, dear. Sorry, dear. That's right, you're right, he says. Listen carefully. Aval ma'aseh sheshobu ani umisken. What's kenechton? What can I do? I'm broken and I'm a skin. I'm just whatever, self-pity. Any yechelit gaber al yitzroy, I can't overcome my yitzhara. Ubeetzem gam einu meivin maik pit lakonish bochum. Man yosen, I also don't really get it. That a konish bochum cares what I do. Klum choshuv ani ba'ena v'imu tzarichoti. I'm really that important in Hashem's eyes. He really needs me. What difference does it make to the Borei Olam, if I nil said ze or law? So his Yetzirah made a wonderful presentation. Listen carefully to the Yetzirah's presentation. I'm sure you've heard it in some form or another. Unless you don't have a Yetzirah anymore, then the question is, why are you young? This is only for people who have Yetzirahs. Still, little ones left. Not much left to beat, but we still have some work to do, right? Ma'aseh, I believe there's Hashem, and I believe in the Mishnah, and I know there's Chavoy Nation, and I know that Hashem is watching me. I know all of that. Zeh lo abayah sheli. I'm not being oyved avodah zarah to matter the Aveira. Aval ma ani aseh, what can I do? I'm having a rough day. Things are not going so well. I got this problem, that problem. I'm a bit miserable. I don't have the courage to fight my Yetzirah anymore. And at the end of the day, really, what difference does it make what I do? That's such an unbelievably well-prepared presentation. This is a good elechayit. If this Jew would really recognize his milas, not just yar about them, read them in the book and say, yeah, I got it, but really believe, real. And he'd recognize that what he's doing has cosmic ramifications because he is a microcosm of the entire universe. That's what it means. He's a chelok elokai mimal. He'd be very careful not to stain his clothing. He'd find every way to fight the war against the Yetzirah because there's what to lose. If somebody try to open up your safe and take the $1 million that's there out of it, you just say, well, I'm having a rough day. Things are tough. Who cares anyway? It's only $1 million. I'm going back to bed. No, you'd fight. No, maybe $1 million isn't that much for you. $50 million? Yeah. Million's good. Okay. Everyone's got his price. Besada. If you recognize what a diamond, now we know what you've got. Careful, you don't know who you're talking to here. You'll be getting a call from our secretary this afternoon to discuss your tax deduction receipt. The end of the year, everybody's looking for tax deduction receipts. I'm handing them out. Okay. Under 10 minutes, not even money, eh? No.
Has to start with a B.
You know, when you have nothing, it really doesn't matter what you talk about. Eh? If you've got a million, so then yeah, we can talk. But if you've got a minus in the bank, it doesn't matter if it's a million or 50 billion or trillions, because the minus in the bank just. That's because it was 20 bucks. The problem is you thought she lost 20 bucks, but what she really did was she lost 6 clients at 80% of the business. You thought it was 20 bucks, but it wasn't. Yeah, you're thinking that what you're doing is 20 bucks. But it's not 20 bucks. You just bankrupted the company.
It's not like we're disregarding.
Yes.
It's not like we're disregarding that the 20 bucks is being lost. We accept something is being lost when we do this, but we just minuscule the
correct
value of what
correct. We don't understand the currency. We don't understand what this little avera, or this little thing that I did, or this not doing this mitzvah did. We don't know what that translates into in currency over there. We don't see what this is there. That's the problem. What it looks like here is two little black boxes, you know, with $1,000 parshas, whatever, you know, and you put them on and you take them off. You see what that converts to over there. We don't see what that converts into there. We don't see that. That's our problem. That's why we're trying to solve the problem now. Correct. We don't want to wait till we get there and see that we came with the wrong currency.
This is new. This is
no, what we're saying now is always relevant. It's just as much more relevant now because previous generations, Jews valued who they were and they had a good, healthy sense of what they were and how important they were. And now, we don't even need to know what it was before. We did, but we don't need that anymore. What we need to know is what is my real now. Remember, this is not an anthropology class, history class, sociology class. This is a where's my real now? Where am I holding now?
Really,
no one's arguing.
No. I would say that in the past, we knew less, and we had it in our hearts. Here we have such information, that's so many people, we no longer read them. I have it, but I don't have it.
Correct. Correct. They're there on the shelf. It's not real. We're trying to discover what is my real and how to go about improving it. That's really what the work here is. And this is a big reel. Shavurani, umisken, self-pity, loneliness, pain, stress. All the whatever. You all know what I'm talking about. Work it out for yourself. You've heard this presentation from the Eight Sora many times. What does Hashem really need from me? We don't always ask the question directly. We just don't really recognize the significance of how big we are and how great we are and how much we are here and how much we need to change in the world. We don't recognize it. Therefore, we are prime game for the Eight Sora. Achein, in Yudhaya Makiris Malosin. You wouldn't want to stay in your garments. He wouldn't fall to the seductions of this Yetzer Hara. That's the recognition we need to get to in order to be able to have tools to deal with the Yetzer Hara. You walk around with the crown of godliness on your head. He'd be very surprised. What do I have with the lowly lifestyle of the goyish world out there? Nothing against the goy specifically. Just the goyish world, the goyim musogim, the machavos of olam hem and machavos of olam mi. Ra'olam shel tanugim ruchnim nitzchim echakenu. An entire world of spiritual pleasures, eternal spiritual pleasures, await for him. Mudim came alav letzay kedei limdo lichboi kashpochos. What's he doing out there embracing garbage cans for? He doesn't appreciate and recognize and understand how valuable he and his deeds are. This lack of reality escorts him through his life, and his prime game for the Eight Zara to say, You're having a rough day. Anyway, it doesn't really make any difference. And what's wrong with having a bit of pleasure in this world anyway? And most of these reasons, by the way, are not based on Shekel. The Yetzer Hara always couches what he's saying in Emes. He doesn't just come with a big line. I wouldn't fall for that. There's a lot of Emes in there. I am miserable. I'm having a rough day. It really doesn't make that much difference what I do anyway. You know, there's some truth to all of these things. If he would swap, turn the switch of his thought processes and recognize how valuable his relationship is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his deeds would change as well. How bigly, how well, how much? What are your expectations once you've heard this? How quick are you going to change? How fast is a glacier move? A glacier. You know those
fast,
but half a centimeter every 20 years. That's fast. Okay, I don't know what you drive.
Everyone in its own pace.
I'm just saying these things take time. We said it right in the beginning that Dharma, don't expect overnight, but start. Haneshek hachadash mula goya chadash. The new weapon against the new goy. So it's 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago. He had a discussion with his father. Father was a big Talmid Chacham, Holocaust survivor, great people. What is the correct way to deal with, and I won't call it the Olam HaGoy, because not even the Olam HaGoy anymore, it's wearing a kippah and a shtreimel and a part of our life today. Not so much the goy, it's that whole secular hashkafa of the world. What's the correct way to deal with the street? Call it the street, call it the world of the goy, call it the secular world, whatever you want to, whatever works for you. He had a discussion with his father about what's the best way to deal with it. Now remember, his father was a Holocaust survivor. He lived with a goy we never met. This goy that he had to deal with, we don't really know what that looks like. Gustavo grew up in New York. Different kind of goy, no? Mas shochel edoti chonchanti al yedei avizal al birchei sifrei Musa. He was raised on his father's lap, sifrei Musa. Five yosi keben shmone hayimareni lifnoi boike. At the age of 8, don't try to do this to me. Don't anyone think this is something that you should be imitating these days? You wake up your kid. And Aloysa Shocher, he's 8 years old. The Yachta Vietzanu Lavoida Savoira. Off you go to do Avoida Savoira. Lacha Twila Bemikva, Lama de Tiba Sefer Rashis Chochma, the Shara Gehenna. That's a good way to start today. You go to the Mikva, and then you start the Rashis Chochma, and you open it up where? Shara Gehenna. Velimadze Ka Ashpialai. And it obviously had a big impact on an 8 year old. It makes a ratio. Sinning wasn't really an option anymore. Off you read Shara Gehenim, I've never seen it, I'm not intending to. Maybe when I'm 80, certainly not. Now, Reshish Chochm is Shara Gehenim. I use Rabbi Victor Miller's book on Olam Haba. That's my Shara Gehenim. He speaks about Gehenim a little bit. It's important to talk about Gehenim. We forget that there's a thing called Gehenim. Gehenim is a very powerful tool against the Yetzer Hara. But anyway, you're 8 years old, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, you've already been to the mikveh there in Czechoslovakia, wherever they live, they were Hasidim. And now you're learning Reishis Chochma with their Shara Gehenna. Brilliant. Because you're not learning Shara Gehenna with him. That's the problem. You learn Shara Gehenna with him, you'll be in shul the whole day, you won't go outside. No, it doesn't work. We'll see. We're looking for the new weapon, not the old weapon. It's like trying to use horses today, you know, in the war. We don't use horses anymore. We don't have cavalry. Okay. And this limud had a big impact on him that doing sins wasn't really high on his list of priorities. He had terrible dreams. It was real when he was a kid. Probably when he was 8, he was already past Holocaust. He was in the Holocaust, he was 6, 7. This might have been afterwards. I don't exactly know when this was. Bem reiti malach bal elef einayim she'esh yoytzes mipiv. He used to have visions of thousand-headed angels with eyes, with fire shining out of their heads, whatever. Okay. Limud ze akaneli es argoshes ashiflus anova bitla niva bitla yesh. The chinuch was based on nullifying yourself. You're a nobody. Humbleness. You nullify yourself and you nullify your ego. And you're still a boss. Otherwise, it wouldn't be any benefit in this avoidant. There was no desire to go against the Rotson Hashem. And it also made sure that I didn't turn away and leave the Mesoiris from the house of my father. It was a wonderful shield against me and my Yetzirah. Then all worked and helped until I started meeting the modern Goyish world. Goldsman the Goy was a low life. He was a primitive peasant there in the whatever Eastern Europe, primitive peasant with no knowledge. It was fun because I'm nothing. Ich bin gornish. That's what he got. He could say Shalos Ani Goy with enormous simcha. Even I'm a nothing. What do I have to go off to these titles? My sheikh is me to his world. There was Poshut. The Goy and me, we have nothing to do with each other. He's there, I'm here. I might be a Gornish, Miles and Hashem. About Klape the Goy? There's nothing to talk about. I remember the first time, you might find this hard to believe, but in the town where I lived, Victoria, the first person from our community that married a non-Jew. I remember when it happened. And we came to tell my grandfather that this guy just married a Shiksa, and he couldn't believe it. Wasn't like upset, or it was like, don't talk nonsense. Goy, a Yid marries a Goy in this town? Loli Choliot, couldn't be. Why not? You might have come and told him that an elephant just gave birth to an ant. He would have believed you, maybe, because you know, but that a Yid from here married a Shiksa? I said, Loli Choliot. Why? Because he understood intrinsically the difference between a Jew and a Goy. Today we don't. We don't. You know, there's a interesting Gemara in Shabbos. We'll finish with this. The interesting Goy in Shabbos, interesting Gemara Shabbos, it talks about a star in the eastern sky, I think, or the western sky, that leads the sailors astray. Mababel at the sailors. Leads the sailors astray. Now stay where you are, please. Thank you. The Chofetz Chaim said that the star that led his generation astray was communism. And it only lasts 70 years, because the Gemara says every 70 years there's a new star in the eastern sky that leads the sailors astray. Chofetz Chaim said their star was communism. And it won't last more than 70 years. Go do the math. You'll see all those to the day. So Rav Wasserman Zatzal asked him, what's... So when Rav Wasserman told this mess over, the Batetz asked him, what's our star today? Communism's not my problem. I'm not running out of yeshiva to go sign up with the Communist Party. It's a local kach. You know any kids that have that problem today? The mama's running off. Communism doesn't really, I mean, it's a problem because of the Chinese, but it's not a day-to-day decision. They want to be communist. And yet for our grandparents, if you understood, it was an enormous decision for them. Communism was like, the yeshiva's emptied out. Great people. Aaron Kotler was on his way to university. He was on the train on his way to meet his sister with a big professor of mathematics. He was on his way. It was an enormous decision. Many years later, a certain rabbi met her. She was living in America then. She came to France, living in America. And she asked him, what do you do? He said, no, he's a rabbi. And she said, oh, I had a brother who wasted his life being a rabbi as well. What do you do with your life? It was after Rabbi Aaron was Rabbi Aaron. She saw it was a waste of life. That's how far they were from the system. Chofetz Chaim had a granddaughter who wasn't from living in Beersheba. Okay, that's another story. But they were great people. Anyone who grew up in South Africa knew grandchildren of Gedolei Olam. What's your names now? But Gedolei Olam, whose grandchildren are running around. We all descended somewhere from Gedolei Olam. Anyway, so you asked Rav Simcha, what is the star today? So you know what he said? Listen to, he said two things in the mamash meachus. The first one he said is the inability to see the difference between a Jew and a Goy. You can't have 75% assimilation in America if people know the difference between a Jew and a Goy. That's number one. And he said by the Goyim, it's the inability to see the difference between an animal and a human being. You go look at what's going on in the world today. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Laws being passed about cruelty to animals and all this sort of stuff, whatever moves.
People
marrying their dogs, leaving money to their chimpanzee. Yeah.
When did he say this?
I don't know. Everything affects us. Why does that matter to us? Because we need to know, okay, that we don't see the difference between a Jew and a Goy. They don't see the difference between a human being and an animal. We have to be careful that we don't get caught by the look. If that goes to world's coming into your world, be careful. Be very careful.
Living among them.
Because you can't tell the difference between a Jew and a Goy. The next step is very careful, is very quick. You won't see the difference between a human and an animal. And then you lost the gum. Between you and an animal. That's what I mean. Between the two.
When was this?
Correct. The same as you can't picture communism would have got you to throw your kipper away, close your Gemara, and go off and join the Communist Party. The star today is the inability. Your primary problem is the inability to see the difference between a Jew and a Goy. And it's not so much the Goy, but the Goyish worldview. Our problem is not the Goy himself. I don't have a problem right now with the Goy himself. I have a problem with the Goyish worldview, which is very difficult to tease out of the Jewish Torah worldview. Now, Ashkoffers are very ma'ulbav in Goyisha Ashkoffers. What? When did Simcha say? When? I don't know. 30 years ago, whatever. 40 years ago, I don't know. When it's in the morning, Shabbat, something. Don't ask me. You'll sit in my chair for a few weeks and realize, don't. Things I saw, I saw. Things I quoted and heard from my Rebbeim, I don't always know where they are.